The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is
the Sprint All-Star Race at Charlotte from a NASCAR Fan's View. Tonight's NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Charlotte Motor Speedway is all about the stars. No, wait a minute. That's not quite true. It's all about the money. It's not about the points, because there are none. It's not about who runs second or worse, because in the end it won't matter. And it's not about catching a break. Oh, I know that doesn't come as a shock to anyone familiar with the All-Star Race, and everyone knows it can get pretty aggressive, but it does make for an interesting night of racing and can get a little rough at times. I guess that is what we as fans should expect when the only thing on the line is winning over $1 million, and how you do it is limited only by how shall I put this? Nice you may be when it comes to moving someone out of the way that might keep you from it. I guess the next question would be whether or not it's a race that's all about having fun or not. There are those that say it's all about fun, and then there are others that say it is definitely all about the money. I don't know which side of the fence I come down on, because it does look like they have a lot of fun, but racing for $1 million? Well, that does seem like there might be a bit more involved than just fun. From this fan's view, along with many others, the Sprint All-Star Race is unique to itself and highly unpredictable as to how it might progress. Just because you're an All-Star doesn't mean you're going to win the All-Star Race, and usually the winner is a surprise, even though any of them can win on this night. It is highly likely that tonight's winner could be someone that hasn't won this year, like Jimmy Johnson. Two things could possibly be in his favor for winning, and the first would be how well he performs at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. The second would be he's going for his third in a row, and that isn't likely, although possible. Personally, I'm not sure that the winner will be all that obvious until at least halfway through the competition tonight. It could be Jamie McMurray, Jeff Gordon, Denny Hamlin, Carl Edwards, or any number of the others. I'm not even sure that it will be Hendrick Horsepower that leads the way, even though they have been showing strength throughout this 2014 season. There are just too many variables, and one of them is the aggressiveness of the drivers. Some would say that aggression, or aggressive driving, will rule the night, and that could very possibly be true. It could also spell trouble for any of the possible winners if they don't keep their heads on straight. Both Clint Bowyer and A.J. Allmendinger had a little extra practice last night as they finished 1-2 in the All-Star Showdown. Is it possible that Clint Bowyer's number 15 team could begin this weekend to turn things around? In listening to Clint talk about his season so far, it's been very disappointing for him and his team. It's not that they haven't had good cars, but it is because they just haven't been able to finish the way they have qualified or run so far this year. It is this fan's opinion that tonight could be different for him, but I'm not willing to say he's going to win tonight. A.J. Allmendinger and his number 47 team would like nothing less than to finish out front at the end of tonight's race. It wouldn't be just about the money for him, although it would be somewhat about the money. What it could mean if they do win is that they have a possibility of winning the 600 next weekend, and that could be very good for the number 47 team. Judging from seasons past, I am sure the driver, crew, and owners of the number 47 team could use that boost in their confidence level. You've probably noticed that I haven't talked about the Fords very much so far, and there's a reason for that. Although I could be quite surprised by tonight's outcome, and they might actually finish up front, I'm of the opinion they're just not quite there yet. Does that mean there's no hope for the Fords at all? Not at all. What it means is most of the Fords just haven't been as impressive as the Hendrick Chevys, whether actual or associated teams. And Hendrick Horsepower has ruled lately. Of course, now that I've said that, this could be the night that any of the Fords or the Toyotas could outshine the Chevys, whether it be Hendrick or Earnhardt Childress Horsepower. From this fan's view, when it comes right down to it, this could be another one of the most exciting races we've seen this year in Sprint Cup, much like last week was at Kansas. Since the qualifying won't take place until just before the race tonight, it's hard to tell what the starting order might be. I do think track position will play a big part in how tonight's race may go, but you have to remember that they're only running in 20-lap segments until the last 10 laps. I expect this race to be flat out and aggressive, especially near the end. Whether it be a Ford, a Toyota, or a Chevy that ends up in victory lane, it won't matter much who finishes second because tonight is definitely all about the money. Hey, this is Russ. I'll see you next time at NASCAR Fans View for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Theme. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Theme royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get $2 themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.